SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the nation's employers pulled back on their hiring in April in a sign that persistently high interest rates may be starting to slow the robust U.S. job market. Gus Fauché, chief economist for PNC Financial Services Group, says Federal Reserve policymakers will be pleased with this jobs report, which shows hiring and wage growth cooling a bit, which should help lower inflation closer to the 2% target.
The economy is still growing, but at a slower pace because of higher borrowing costs. The month-to-month the numbers vary, but I think we will see job growth, close to this range going forward, and that is in part because it's more expensive to borrow, and that's dampening activity in some interest rate-sensitive industries like durable goods, business investment, housing, things like that.
Hourly wages rose a less than expected 0.2% from March and 3.9% from a year earlier. That's the smallest annual gain since June 2021. As violent pro-Hamas demonstrators continue to clash with police on college campuses nationwide, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the chaos must end. In an interview with the Salem Radio Network, Johnson says the demonstrations need to end at America's universities.
Chaos and anarchy are not American values. And what's happening on these university campuses is outrageous. It's dangerous. You've seen it result and devolve into violence. It must be stopped. And these administrators have allowed this to descend into chaos. They need to lose their jobs, and we have to bring order to the chaos, and Congress will do it.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be heard on this weekly news program, This Week on the Hill, tomorrow morning on the Salem News Channel and on radio stations nationwide. On Wall Street, the Dow by 450 points, the Nasdaq rose 315. This is SRN News. The Supreme Court deals a blow to pornographers.
In a unanimous order, the justices have refused to block a new Texas law that requires pornographic websites to confirm that a user is 18 or older before admitting them to the site. Earlier this year, a three-judge panel of the U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals upheld that law. The pornographers say they will continue an appeal to the Supreme Court on the merits of the case, but for now, the age verification requirement stays in place. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
2 years after the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade, America's abortion landscape continues to shift. Currently, 14 states are enforcing bans on abortion at all stages of pregnancy with limited exceptions. Most Democratic-led states, meanwhile, have taken steps to expand access to abortion and attract women from pro-life states. Florida, Maryland, and New York will have measures on the ballot in November to enshrine abortion in their constitutions. SRN News. Turkey has suspended all trade with Israel over its offensive in Gaza. From Istanbul, Turkey, BBC correspondent Orla Garin reports on the potential effects of the ban.
The largest volume of trade is going from here to there. About 70-75% of the trade relationship is Turkish exports. And let's not forget there is an economic crisis here. The latest inflation rate figures are an official rate of about 68%. There will be an impact in Israel. Construction industry sources there are saying that about a third of the cement that Israel uses for local construction is coming from Turkey, and about 70% of the iron. Israel has already said it will look for a workaround. It will try to find new trade partners.
The Turkish Trade Ministry said the measures would be in place until Israel allowed aid into Gaza. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.